Hello?
Hi, hello, it's me, Jennifer. I'm so sorry I lost you.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I kept saying hello, hello. My son said, well, maybe it connected to the vehicle. I said, I don't think so.
Oh, no, it was probably my headset. I'm sorry I had to, you know, like, put everything together. I thank you so much for taking my call back.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, so the next priority or trait that I have is brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
And 10 would be on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 is more likely that they would do that, correct?
10, it means that it describes them very well.
Okay, so they haven't done a very good job of bringing it down, so then it would be a 0, correct?
That is correct.
Okay,
thank you. Fight for racism and discrimination.
Oh, I don't think they've done a very good job with that either. I would probably say about a 3.
You said 3?
It's a 3.
Thank you. All right. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate this statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5, it means it makes you somewhat motivated. And 0, it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10. As a young American just entering the workforce, I have seen more good-paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for Black Americans like me. It is a historically low level under Democratic leadership. How motivated does that make you feel?
I would probably only say about a 3.
Okay. Next statement, as a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress kept prices for people like me. With a month's supply of insulin for seniors now at $35 and seniors' out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year.
I'd probably say about a 2.
Thank you. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief check that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
I was not able to really pay my bills, so I would probably say like a 2.
Okay. As a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under the Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times.
I wasn't like a recent graduate, so we could skip that one.
Okay. As a middle-class mother, I have been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP.
I would say a 2.
I appreciate it. All right. I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. The first one in the list is cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, invested in Black small business ownership and in the entrepreneurship, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, lower the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans. Which one of these?
I'd say three.
All right. On this one, you can select two or three actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally.
Oh, okay. Probably, let's see. I'm not sure now. There were so many choices.
I can repeat them. One of them was cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8.
Definitely, that was one of them, the credit card, because I remember now because I was thinking about that, the credit card one.
All right. The next one is invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship. The next one is lower the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors.
That would be the prescription drug one.
Okay. Would you like to select another one or just these two?
Just those two.
All right. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Republican.
Okay. Which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right?
Are you still there? I think her headset, she said her headset went bad the last time or something happened to it.
What did I say? We're trying to get rid of
her. Uh-huh.
No, maybe a little bit.
Something like it though, Michael. Hello?